and welcome to the Old Time Radio Hour. I'm Justine Ward, your host, and this week we bring you two episodes of Burns and Allen with George Burns and Gracie Allen. They started together as a team in vaudeville in 1922 and worked together in theater, film, radio, and television through their long career together. Gracie retired in 1961, and George went on with a solo career that continued until he was 98. He died in 1996 at the age of 100. Today we are presenting two episodes of their situation comedy from the late 1940s. They had good writers and were certainly seasoned performers, and the public loved their running gags. George Burns once quipped, when asked the secret of showbiz success, "Marry Gracie." First, we have an episode featuring a famous song from guest star Frank Sinatra as George continues the gag that his real talent is singing. This is Burns and Allen getting Frank Sinatra to leave town, first broadcast November 7th, 1946, on NBC.
Another cup of Maxwell House coffee, George?
Sure. Pour me a cup, Gracie.
You know, Maxwell House is always good to the last drop.
And that drop's good, too.
Yes, it's Maxwell House coffee time, starring George Burns and Gracie Allen. Yours truly, Bill Goodwin, the music of Meredith Wilson and his orchestra, our happy postman, and our special guest, star of the Old Gold Show, Frank Sinatra. For your Thursday night comedy enjoyment, it's George and Gracie. And for your everyday coffee drinking enjoyment, it's Maxwell House, the coffee that gives you so much more for so little more, that is bought and enjoyed by more people than any other brand of coffee in the world. Yes, Maxwell House, expertly blended and radiant roasted for rich, mellow, extra flavor. Maxwell House, the coffee that's always good to the last drop. It's morning in the Burns home, and Gracie, the housewife, has cleared away the breakfast dishes. Now, Gracie, the newspaper columnist, is ready to clear away the problems of the world.
My, the paper is full of news this morning. I hardly know which item to explain to the readers of my column.
You explain the news to them?
Oh, yes. Everyone doesn't have my uncanny grasp of world affairs. I'm not the average person, George.
That I've known for years.
Some people have the minds of children, and it's my duty to guide them.
I see.
What would you like to know, dear?
Not a thing. Nothing at all.
Now, you take the elections last Tuesday. Do you realize how confused those poor Republicans must be who got elected? I'll bet some of them wind up in Seattle and Tacoma.
Seattle and Tacoma?
Yes. They've been out so long they won't know which Washington to go to.
A shrewd observation.
Well, so much for politics. Now let's turn to football.
Now, Gracie, you know nothing about football.
I don't, eh? Well, I can show Army a trick play that'll beat Notre Dame.
What?
Well, just before the game, Army drafts all the Notre Dame players.
I wouldn't let that get around.
So much for football. Let's turn to the entertainment news.
Oh, no.
Oh, listen to this. Artie Shaw is honeymooning with Kathleen Windsor, the girl who wrote Forever Amber. Well, as usual, the man gets all the breaks.
What do you mean?
Well, he can have a wonderful time reading her book, but what if she can't play the clarinet?
I wouldn't let it worry me.
Yeah. Oh, here's an interesting item. Frank Sinatra is going to sing at the Waldorf Hotel in New York.
The kid really gets plenty of work.
Yeah, and I can't understand it. Well, you're twice the singer he is.
Oh, Gracie.
Oh, I realize it's not his fault. He gets tones that are thin and hollow because his chest is thin and hollow. But you get tones that are low and round because
your chest... Don't finish it. Flash.
That hotel should have hired you to sing.
Though April showers may come your way, they bring flowers that bloom in May.
Oh, you murder, Jack. Murder. Oh, those golden notes will come pouring out of you like Democrats out of Congress. Oh, excuse me, dear. I'll see who's at the door.
Good morning, Missy Burns. Here's your mail.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Postman. Uh-oh. A bill from the butcher shop. Guess there's another installment due on that pound of bacon we bought.
Prices are high, aren't they?
Yes. And I could use more money. And that's what annoys me about George. My husband could be a big movie star.
Don't tell me you're still trying to get him to replace Clark Gable.
Well, wouldn't George be perfect for the Hucksters?
I didn't read the book. What's it all about?
Well, it's about radio advertising, Mr. Postman.
Oh, I love radio advertising. It's 5 o'clock. Time to take on.
Say, that's right. Most radio advertising is sung these days, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Langendorf is just a bed for you. Bed for you. Bed for you. Bed for you.
Oh, Mr. Postman.
Mm-hmm. That oxidol spark.
Mr. Postman, you've given me an idea. The man who plays the lead in the Hucksters will have to be a singer.
So?
So, this makes George the logical choice. The man doesn't breathe who can sing better than George Burns.
How about Frank Sinatra?
Well, I can't quite decide.
If he's better?
No, if he breathes.
Well, I'm glad I cheered you up, Mrs. Burns.
Oh, I'm eternally grateful to you, Mr. Postman. Thanks to you, George will make the picture. Would you like to see the sneak preview?
No, just tell him hello for me. Well, goodbye, Mrs. Burns. You remember, keep smiling.
Oh, George, George, come here.
What is it, Gracie? What are you so excited about?
Oh, George, fate has played right into your throat.
Hmm?
Clark Gable is automatically eliminated from the Hucksters. The leading man will have to be a singer.
How come?
Well, it's all about radio advertising. And that's nothing but singing commercials.
Say, that's right.
Get your hat. You're going right over to MBM and audition.
MBM?
After they hear you sing, it'll be Metro Burns Mayor.
Okay, I'll do April Showers for them. Gee, I hope I don't get excited and forget the words.
Well, I'll be there to prompt you, darling.
Though April showers may come your way.
What do they bring, George? Do they bring weeds, dandelions?
They bring the flowers that bloom in May. And though it's raining...
Well, what's your attitude toward that precipitation?
Have no regrets.
Why this astonishing view of the matter?
Because it is raining, rain, you know. It's raining violets. And when you see clouds...
Where?
Up on a hill.
What are they?
You only see clouds...
Yes?
...of daffodils.
Would you like me to keep my eyes peeled for some type of bird?
So keep looking for a bluebird and listening for his own.
When, George? During the dry season?
Whenever.
During the summer?
Whenever, April.
During the winter?
Whenever.
January?
When?
February?
When?
March?
Oh, quiet.
Whenever April showers come on.
Short? Medium?
Oh.
Oh, and people think Sinatra can sing.
Why,
Hey, that's right, Sinatra. We haven't got a chance.
Well, what do you mean?
He's under contract to MGM. If it's going to be a musical, they'll use him.
But you're better than Sinatra.
I know, but he's under contract. If you had a plumber living in your house, would you call in an outsider to fix a drip? Frankie's in and I'm out.
Well, we'll take care of that. So, Mr. Sinatra's the plumber, is he? Thinks he can handle a drip, does he? Well, he hasn't met George Burns.
I should say.
Buckle down, Winsocky. Buckle down. You know, Meredith, a football song like that comes along, people sing it down the ears, and after a while, you almost get to feel Winsocky really exists.
Well, it does, in a way, Bill. After all, what's Winsocky but a nice musical eight-letter word for alma mater?
True.
The boys out in New Haven call it Yale. In South Bend, it's Notre Dame. And in these parts, they spell it UCLA. But it's still Winsocky.
Yes, I guess you're right, Meredith. And any Saturday afternoon this time of year, in college stadiums the country over, this Winsocky business gets to have a special meaning. Helps you understand why college football has long been such a colorful and thrilling part of the American scene. And that brings to mind how truly Maxwell House Coffee has come to be part of the American scene, too. For just as coffee is this country's favorite drink, so Maxwell House is America's favorite coffee, bought and enjoyed by more people than any other brand of coffee at any price. Northeast, south, and west, it's Maxwell House wherever you go. Flavor is behind this popularity story, of course. The rich, satisfying Maxwell House flavor that results from the skillful blending of these premium, Highland-grown Latin American coffees. Manizales for mellowness. Medellins for richness. Other choice coffees for vigor. And Bucaramangas for full body. The sum of which is great coffee at its flavor peak. So why not enjoy the very best in coffee drinking goodness? It's yours for just a fraction of a penny more per cup than you'd pay for the cheapest coffee sold. Just ask for Maxwell House, always good to the last drop.
Well, here you are, Gracie. This is Frank Sinatra's house.
Oh, thanks for driving me over, Meredith. How did you find his house so easily?
All us members of the Sinatra fan club know where Frankie Boy lives.
You're a member?
Sure. Kind of wish they hadn't passed that rule that at meetings everyone had to wear sweaters, skirts, and bobby socks. I felt a little conspicuous.
Oh, I should think you would.
Yeah, one of my bobby socks had a hole in it.
Well, thanks again, Meredith. I'm going in now and convince Frankie that he should leave town.
What for?
Well, so his studio won't be able to reach him, and they'll have to let George play the lead in that picture.
Oh, well, good luck. Oh, Gracie, don't forget your package.
Oh, yes, that's some baby clothes. A little gift for Frankie's boy. If my first plan fails, I can always soften him up with that. Goodbye, Meredith.
Bye.
Now, let's see. I'll tell Frankie that he should get out of town for a rest. I'll convince him that he looks tired and weak. Thank goodness I have nature on my side.
Yes? Oh, hello, Gracie.
Hello, little boy. I'd like to see Frank Sinatra.
Gracie, don't you recognize me? I'm Frank Sinatra.
You poor boy, I didn't know you. You've wasted away to nothing.
I have?
Oh, yes, your bones have lost so much weight.
But Gracie...
And your neck, Frankie. Your neck is just hanging there in folds. And it's all covered with spots.
That's my bow tie, Gracie.
Oh. Well, anyway, you ought to get away for a little rest.
Yeah, I have been working pretty hard at that. Maybe I should go away to some resort.
Oh, sure. How about Africa?
Africa?
Oh, you'd love it, Frankie. It's not as crowded as Palm Springs.
Yeah, I know, but the...
Oh, all the smart people are going there. The Frank Bucks, Tarzan and his mate, Dr. and Mrs. Livingston, I presume.
I'm sorry, Gracie. I'm not going to Africa. Suppose the cannibals grab me.
Well, what if they do? Why should we be the only ones to have a meat shortage?
Well, just the same, I am not going to Africa.
Well, then go to India. Whatever you do, don't stay at MGM.
Don't stay at MGM?
Yes. That's a place in India. The Mahatma Gandhi Motel. Don't stay there. The rooms are terrible.
Well, first of all, I have no intention of going to India. Excuse me just a moment, Gracie, while I answer the door.
Good afternoon, Mr. Sinatra. Here's your mail.
Thank you, Mr. Postman.
You want to hear something funny?
What's that?
They're going to make a big musical at your studio, and Mrs. Burns thinks her husband would be better for the lead than you.
Oh. Now I catch on. That's why she's been trying to send me out of town.
If she had succeeded, that would have been bigger news than man bites dog.
How do you mean that?
Woman sends Sinatra. Well, goodbye, Frankie Moy. Remember, keep smiling.
Oh, Gracie, I'd like to talk to you.
Oh, yes, Frankie, what is it?
Wanting me to go to Africa and India, that had nothing to do with putting George in a picture, did it?
Putting George in a picture? Who told you?
The postman told me. Is it true?
Yes, Frankie. I can't look into your sweet, innocent, boyish face and lie to you. Not when I know you've been tipped off.
Gracie, tell me, do you really think George is a better singer than I am?
Oh, well, let's face it, Frankie, he is. I realize they call you the voice, but wait till I tell you what they call George.
Please, Gracie, there are children in the house.
They call George Sugar Throat.
Oh.
Of course, in fairness to you, I haven't heard you sing lately. Why don't you run through a number right now so I can make a comparison?
Okay. When I was a young man courting the girls, I played me a waiting game. If ever a maid refused me with curls, I let the old earth take a couple of whirls while I plied her with tears in lieu of pearls. And as time came around, she came my way. As time came around, she came. For it's a long, long while, from May to December, but the days grow short when you September and the autumn weather turns the leaves to flame, and I haven't got time for the waiting game. The days dwindle down to a precious few. September, November, and these few precious days spend with you, these precious days I'll spend with you. Well,
What did you think of it, Gracie?
Well, Frank, before you sang, I thought maybe George was better, but now that I've heard you...
Yes?
I'm sure of it.
Well, even so, but I can't understand why you'd go to such lengths to get George a job.
Well, no, I guess you don't understand how a woman feels. Well, goodbye, Frankie.
Oh, wait a minute. You forgot your package. Here, I'll... Oh, I'm sorry, Gracie. I dropped it. Why, Gracie, it's baby clothes.
Yes, I know. I didn't tell you before, but I...
You're going to have a baby.
I am?
I see it all now. You wanted George to have the job for the baby's sake.
Yes.
That's wonderful. You wanted the little fellow to grow up and be proud of his daddy.
Yes.
What if you did resort to trickery? You were prompted by that noblest of all emotions, mother love.
Yes.
Gracie, you've helped me see the light.
Well, you've been pretty big help yourself.
Just wait till my wife hears this. Hey, Nance! Hey, Nancy! Oh, that's right. She can't hear me from here. She's in the den listening to Crosby records. But we'll...
Well, Frank, now that you know everything, George can do the picture, can't he?
You bet he can. Yes, sirree. Bye, George. Gracie, maybe we've got some baby things that you can use.
Well,
You tell Nancy to give you those three-cornered pants she put in my shirt drawer. I'd be glad to get rid of them, believe me.
No, Frankie, the baby things are enough. We can't take your clothes, too.
Well... You talk to Nancy. She's right there in the den.
Oh, all right. Thanks for everything.
What am I waiting for? I gotta go over and congratulate George. He's gonna have a baby.
Well, I'll be done. Here comes Frank Sinatra up the walk. I wonder if Gracie talked him into letting me have the picture. Come in.
George, old man, congratulations.
You mean Gracie talked to you and I'm going to have it?
You sure are, kid.
Well, this is just a start. If the first one turns out all right, I may go on a regular schedule of 2 a year.
2 a year?
Yeah.
Oh, but George, you can't do that.
Sure I can. All I have to do is sing a couple of songs.
Well, to each his own.
But those are in the future. Let's talk about this one. I hope it's as good as your last one, Frankie.
Yeah, I was kind of proud of that one myself.
Say, I don't remember. Was that one Technicolor?
Technicolor? Well, yes, George, in a way, yes. You see, it was sort of red in spots. But your baby will be, too, you know.
Baby? What baby?
The baby Gracie's gonna have.
Oh, that baby. What? My wife was gonna have a baby?
You mean you didn't know?
Of course I didn't know. She didn't tell me.
Oh, but George, you should have guessed it. Haven't you noticed her acting rather strangely?
Frank, if acting strangely meant Gracie was going to have a baby, I'd be Papa Dion.
Well, sir, now you know, George. That's why Gracie is so anxious for you to play the lead in that picture. She wants you to make good for Junior.
Jeez.
Well, George, I think that... Oh, Frankie, you're here.
Funny. Frankie just told me you're going to have a baby.
Well, so he told me. So I told him.
Jeez, you mean... I'm going to be a father? And you're going to be a mother?
Well, isn't that the usual arrangement?
Me a father. Gee, I'm all excited. Here, sweetheart, have a cigar. No, I mean, how about a kiss, Frankie? No. I mean, have a cigar, Frankie.
Oh, calm down, George.
Hello? I mean, come in.
Well, Frankie boy.
Hiya, Bill.
Hey, you want to dig some great news? George is going to be a father.
Yeah. Have a cigar, Bill.
Gracie, are you expecting the stork?
Oh, goodness, no. A baby.
Well, this is
wonderful. Congratulations. George, I hope the kid has Gracie's looks in your brain.
Thanks.
No. I hope it has Gracie's brains in your looks.
Oh.
No. Look, is it too late to call this whole thing off?
Never mind the funny stuff.
But, George, you know, you just don't look like a father.
I think he looks like a great father.
I think he looks grand.
Well, now you got it. He looks like a great grandfather.
Well, Frank Sinatra thinks he looks all right. He's recommending George for the lead in a picture.
Frankie, why didn't you recommend me? After all, I made you what you are today.
What?
Bad English, but it's true. I'm the one who started the girls going, ooh, when you sang.
Yeah, how come?
Well, I stood behind you and held up a cup of Maxwell House coffee. Naturally, the girls went, ooh. It was hot, yes. Maxwell House is the very best in coffee drinking pleasure, yet it costs but a fraction of a penny more per cup than the cheapest coffee sold.
Oh, but Bill, you wouldn't do for the picture because it's a musical. It's for singers like George and Frankie.
Oh, well, I can't sing like George. I can sing exactly like Frankie. The music stopped. But we kept on dancing.
Oh, Bill. Nobody would say that sounds like Frank Sinatra.
Perry Como would.
Well, now, wait a minute. I can make it sound twice as good by putting some real lyrics in it. Listen to this. The coffee drip. Different key, isn't it? That Maxwell House coffee.
You may hear from my lawyer in the morning, sir. I'd rather hear 5 minutes more myself.
Well, it won't take me that long to tell you that Maxwell House is great, Frank. You see, the careful selection and blending of choice Latin American coffees plus radiant roasting give Maxwell House that famous flavor. In fact, it's so wonderful that it's bought by more people than any other brand of coffee at any price. Everybody knows that Maxwell House is always good to the last drop.
Well, you can just relax, Bill. George's got to make the picture. Just wait till his golden voice comes pouring through that screen.
Well, it can't, Gracie. Gravel won't go through a screen.
Do you think I can sing, eh, comic?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, April showers, we come your way.
Oh! That's showing him, George. That's Mama's little songbird.
Songbird?
What? Sometimes I think a chipwiller flew down his throat.
Tell him, Gracie, tell him.
And it built a nest there and is raising a family.
Talk to him.
Yeah. And every time George opens his mouth, another egg hatches.
Oh, honey.
Ah, you're solid, Jackson. The movies will pay millions for your voice.
Oh, April showers may come.
Jack, don't waste that stuff.
No.
Well, come on, George. Let's get over to the studio, and I'll introduce you to the right people.
Well, I'll get my... Come in. Hello, all. Hello, Meredith. Have a cigar.
Oh, Meredith, have you met Frank Sinatra?
Not formally, but we have met.
We have?
Yes. Remember the time those Bobby Soxers mobbed you in Glendale and started tearing your clothes off?
Oh, yeah, I remember. I had to jump over the fence to get away.
Well, I got the part of your suit that went over the fence last.
Meredith, I'm sorry, but we haven't time to visit with you now. Frank is taking George to the studio to get started on that picture.
Oh, that gift for Frankie's baby did it, huh?
What gift?
Goodbye, Meredith.
No, the baby clothes for your little boy.
That was for my baby?
Goodbye, Meredith. I hear your sister calling you.
My sister's in Mason City, Iowa.
Loud voice, hasn't she? Well, goodbye, Meredith.
Just a minute, Gracie. Something tells me you are not going to have a baby at all.
I'm not going to have a baby? Oh, it almost worked.
Gracie, you mean I'm not going to be a father?
I'm afraid not.
Boys, give me back my cigar.
Join us again next week when we'll all be back. George Burns, Gracie Allen, Meredith Wilson and his orchestra, and yours truly, Bill Goodwin. Our guest will be Luella Parsons. And the following week, Clark Gable. Frank Sinatra appeared through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. See him soon until the clouds roll by.
Good night, folks.
Get Bird's Eye. Get Bird's Eye golden sweet corn. Plump, milky sweet corn is tender and firm, fresh as if you picked it from the stalk this morning. No work. It's cut whole from the cob, already washed for you, whistle clean. It's always young, tender, and wonderful eating. So get Bird's Eye golden sweet corn tomorrow. But be sure it's Bird's Eye. Remember.
It can't be the same if it ain't got that name. Get Bird's Eye across the food.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
That was a treat hearing Frank sing September's Song on live radio. And Burns and Allen never fail to get a laugh with their antics. You are listening to the Old Time Radio Hour, podcast weekly on Podbean and iTunes. I'm your host, Justine Ward. Next, on what was then called Maxwell House Coffee Time, George and Gracie have to respond to a wave of burglaries in their Beverly Hills neighborhood. And as always, it's an adventure as they find a solution to protect their home. Enjoy this episode of Burns and Allen called Crime Wave, first broadcast March 20th, 1947 on NBC.
Another cup of Maxwell House coffee, George?
Sure. Pour me a cup, Gracie.
You know, Maxwell House is always good to the last drop.
And that drop's good, too.
Yes, it's Maxwell House Coffee Time, starring George Burns and Gracie Allen.
With yours truly, Bill Goodwin, the music of Meredith Wilson and his orchestra, our happy postman, Mel Blanc, Elliot Lewis, and Robert Bentz. For your Thursday night comedy enjoyment, it's George and Gracie. And for your everyday coffee drinking enjoyment, it's Maxwell House, the coffee that's always good to the last drop. It's breakfast time as we look in at the Burns home today, and George and Gracie are looking at the morning paper.
My goodness, George, did you read this? Some burglars sawed through a man's door and took everything in his house.
Yeah, there's really a crime wave. Every day you read about more burglaries and robberies.
Oh, George, why don't you ask Bill Goodwin to move in with us?
Why?
Well, I'd feel safer with a man around the house.
How about me?
Yeah, you'd be safer too.
Thanks, but I can protect both of us.
Well, George, if you won't let Bill Goodwin move in, let's go down to the pet shop and get a watchdog. I'll feel safer if I have protection.
But, honey, when you've got me, you've got protection. I'm just the same as a dog.
Why, George, that's the first time you've ever agreed with my mother.
Let's go to the pet shop.
Oh, here we are, George. Potter's Pet Shop.
How do you do? May I help you?
Well, yes. I want to look over your supply of dogs.
Very well. Would you like a little peek?
No, I want to take a real good look.
By a peek, madam, I meant a Pekingese, the royal dog of China.
Oh, no, that wouldn't do at all. I can't speak a word of Chinese.
Madam.
Suppose I wanted to tell this Chinese dog his dinner was ready. By the time I got an interpreter, his chop suey would be cold.
Gracie, that's enough about the Chinese dog.
All right, dear.
Thank you, sir. Perhaps, madam, you would prefer a bulldog.
No, I prefer a burglar dog. We don't expect bulls to break into our house.
I'm beginning to catch on. At least I think I am. You want a dog to protect you from burglars?
Yes.
Good. How about a boxer?
No, I don't want the dog to box with the burglars. want him to bite them.
Madam.
Though if he wore boxing gloves, it would keep his nails from scratching the furniture.
Sir, is this your wife?
Yes.
Is she often like this?
Just overlooking.
Takes practice, I suppose.
Yes.
Well, here I go again.
Keep trying, kid.
Madam, I withdraw my suggestion about the boxer. Instead, how about a Doberman pincher?
No, I don't want the dog to pinch the burglars either. If you've got a Doberman biter, I'll take it.
Keep punching, kid.
How about a setter?
He sounds too lazy.
How about a pointer?
He sounds too impolite.
How about going to another shop?
Now, I'm sure we can work something out.
You work it out. I'll see you later. I'm going home.
You'll have to excuse my husband, Mr. Potter. He's the nervous type.
I understand. Believe me, I... Would you still like to buy a dog?
Yes, yeah. Oh, this dog is kind of cute. What is he?
A Spitz.
Chews tobacco, huh?
Day and night.
Oh, well, then I better not take him. Oh, here's a wonderful dog. A great big fellow. What kind is he?
A St. Bernard. He's the dog that's famous for carrying a keg of brandy around.
Oh, it seems to me that your dogs are not very well brought up. That one chews and this one drinks.
I'm sure a good home would straighten him out.
Well, he's certainly the right size to frighten away burglars. Hello, boy. Mr. Potter, I'll take him.
Good.
Don't bother to wrap him up. I'll just carry him.
Yes.
But on second thought, he's big enough to carry me.
Yes.
I'll drop by tomorrow and tell you if my husband likes him.
Well, not tomorrow, madam. I've decided to take a week off in a sanitarium. Goodbye now.
George, come in the living room and see our dog.
Oh, you finally bought one,
mm-hmm.
Huh?
St. Bernard. Oh, he's so big and friendly. Except when he sees a bum or a tramp, of course. Then he's guaranteed to growl.
Good. Let's take a look at the pooch.
Doggy, this is your master. The man you're going to protect. Say hello to him. Doggy, don't growl at him. You're only supposed to growl at bums. Now say hello.
Isn't he making a little mistake?
Well, I don't know. They're awfully intelligent.
Gracie, you better get rid of this fur-bearing elephant. He doesn't like me.
Well, just show him that you're his master. Stand there and look him right in the eye.
Okay.
Kneel down, doggy, so George can look you in the eye.
Forget it. How can we feed this big mutt?
Oh, it won't be expensive. When we buy our meat, the butcher could throw in something for the dog.
If the dog opens his mouth, we can throw in the butcher.
But, George, think of the protection he'll give us. He's trained to bite any suspicious character when you say sick him. George Burns, get your leg out of that dog's mouth.
It was his idea, not mine. Call him off.
Let go of George's leg, doggy. If you want an old bone, I'll get you one at the market.
Well, this is going to be one happy little family, I guess.
Meredith, did you ever stop to think how many songs the moon has inspired?
Quite a few, Bill, but for lasting popularity, there aren't many to equal Wabash Moon. All of which is a tribute not just to the song, but to the Wabash River and the pleasant, friendly state of Indiana.
Well, they've got a lot to be proud of out there in the Hoosier Country. From the flat, fertile farmlands where the tall corn grows, to the sycamore-shaded banks of the Wabash itself, you'll find a brand of hospitality that's famous and a way of life that makes Indiana a mighty welcome and inviting part of the American scene. Brings to mind how Maxwell House Coffee truly belongs to the American scene, too. Why, folks have been expressing their hospitality with Maxwell House for generations. And today in this coffee-drinking nation, more people buy and enjoy Maxwell House than any other brand of coffee at any price. It's Maxwell House wherever you go. Flavors behind this nationwide preference, that good to the last drop Maxwell House flavor that results from the skillful blending of these superior Latin American coffees. Manizales for mellowness. Medellins for richness. Other choice coffees for vigor. And Bucaramangas for full body. Resulting in coffee you enjoy at its flavor peak. So friends, why not know the extra pleasure of extra good coffee? You can for just a fraction of a penny more per cup than you'd pay for the cheapest coffee sold. Just you say, Maxwell House, always good to the last drop.
Shake hands. Now lie down, roll over. Roll over. That's good. Now play dead. Aw, that's wonderful, George. Now, doggy, see if you can do it.
Yeah, I showed you how, you big stupid mutt. Oh, quiet, quiet.
George, doesn't it give you a wonderful sense of protection to have a big, fierce watchdog in the house? If any undesirable person tries to get in, you just say, sick him.
Boom!
Yeah, George, stop teasing him. Get your leg out of his mouth.
Turn loose. Turn loose. And Gracie, stop saying that. Every time you do, he grabs me.
Oh, dear, someone's at the door. I'm afraid to open it, and the dog might bite them.
Good, I could use a rest. Come in.
Good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Moon. Please, Mayo. Oh, my goodness. You've got a Shetland pony.
No, that's our new watchdog.
Hello, big boy.
Oh, don't try to pet him. He'll tear you apart.
Look at that big moose. He's licking the postman's hand.
Oh, I love dogs. I've got a big, old, ugly bloodhound, but my wife wants me to get rid of him.
Why?
I keep making the same mistake. I come home and pat my wife and kiss the bloodhound. They look exactly alike.
You'd better not say that around the house.
You're right. The dog would kill me.
Would you like to take this dog home, Mr. Postman? He despises me.
Oh, no, he doesn't, George. If you were in danger, he'd protect you. Mr. Postman, you start kicking George and see what happens.
Very well. Take that.
Oh, now, you see, George, he's protecting you.
Protecting me? He's got me by the seat of my pants.
Well, sure, that's so the postman can't kick you there.
Let go of me, you monster.
Oh, goodbye, Mr. Burns. Remember, keep smiling.
Keep smiling, he says, with this canine Sidney Greenstreet hanging onto my pants. Oh, quiet, quiet.
George, I'm going out to the kitchen to get the dog some water. While I'm gone, make friends with him.
How? I'd love to.
Well, they say music hath charms. Sing to him. Let him hear his master's voice.
What's the idea?
Well, you see, you sing so beautifully, Sugar Throat.
I do?
Oh, yes. You're the male Margaret Truman.
Well, I'll try.
I'll be right back.
Well, get a load of this, Pooch.
ain't misbehaving all by myself.
No!
Hey.
Cut that out.
Ain't misbehaving all by...
No!
Ain't misbehaving...
No! Look, give me a chance.
Ain't misbehaving all by myself.
No!
Oh. George, that was beautiful. Especially that high note in the end.
That was the dog.
Oh. Well, sing some more.
I won't do it.
Well, just hum then. Oh, that was beautiful.
That's the door buzzer.
Now, who could that be?
I hope it's the dog catcher. Come in.
Hello, all. Oh, you got a St. Bernard. Nice doggy.
Oh, look out, Meredith. He'll tear you limb from limb. Oh. Look, George. He's licking Meredith's face.
Oh, fine. He tears off my leg and drools on every stranger.
Well, all dogs like me, George. When I was a boy back on the farm in Mason City, Iowa, I had a wonderful dog named Rover. If a fox tried to rob the hen house, I just say, sick him.
Whoa.
Oh, George. George, can't you keep your leg out of that dog's mouth?
Yes, George. That seems very inconsiderate. How would you like it if I put my leg in your mouth?
I'd love it.
George, tell us more about Rover, Meredith.
Well, we were more than just a boy and his dog. We were real friends. He shared his bed with me.
Oh, Meredith, didn't it bother you when he scratched for fleas?
No, it felt good. Well, sir, one day poor Rover got a hold of some bad food and began to sicken.
To what?
Sicken.
Oh. George, there you go again, sticking your leg in the dog's mouth.
Yes, George. I cannot stand here and watch you torment this noble animal. Do you mind if I go?
If you will. Some watchdog you dragged home. The postman and Meredith, two guys he's never seen before, walk in and he loves them.
Well, he probably sensed that they were friends of ours. But just let some stranger come along and I'll bet he'll tear them apart.
Yes.
Answer the door, darling. I'm going to fix some lunch.
Yes?
How about buying some magazine subscriptions, old-timer?
Old-timer?
Yeah, I got some great ones here. The Glassblower's Journal.
I don't want any. And get your foot out of the door.
Now, don't try to brush me off, old-timer.
This is what I've been waiting for. Okay, dog. Sick him. Won't. Not me. Not me. Grab him.
Well, what a nice big dog. Hello, Buster.
Oh, fine. Him he likes, too.
Well, as I was saying, old-timer, how about a 10-year subscription to the Motorman's Weekly?
The Motorman's Weekly? Get out of here.
Looks like the dog's on my side. You better take the Motorman's Weekly.
Okay, I'll take it. Now, on your way.
Not so fast, old-timer. How about a 20-year subscription to the Chinchilla Breeders' Gazette?
Are you kidding? Beat it.
Sign right here, old-timer.
This is murder.
It's Meredith Wilson and his music, Till the Clouds Roll By.
soon as this doghouse is finished, in you go.
Hi, George. What are you doing?
Oh, hello, Bill. I'm finishing a doghouse for this four-legged Swiss Alp that Gracie bought.
What's he doing?
Oh, it's kind of a race. I'm building a house for him, and he's digging a hole for me. Just a question of which one of us finishes first.
Well, geez, a nice big dog. Hi, fella.
Oh, fine. You he likes, too. Me, he bites on the leg.
Bites your leg, huh? Must be a southern dog. Likes ham hocks.
Go away. There. The doghouse is finished. Okay, mutt. In you go. Come on. Get in the doghouse. Okay, then. I'll push you in. Come on, now. Well, this'll do it.
Let me out!
You know, it's funny how some dumb animals are smarter than other dumb animals.
Where's George?
Usual place, in the doghouse.
Oh, George Burns, you come out of there. How do you expect to make friends with this dog? First you keep sticking your leg in his mouth, and now you take his house.
Gracie, either this dog leaves or I leave. One of us has to get out.
But, George, I need protection against burglars.
Well, then choose between us. Either the dog protects you or I protect you. Now, which do you keep? Your husband or a St. Bernard?
Well, naturally, there's only one choice to make.
Sure.
Will you take care of him, Bill? Give him a nice warm place to sleep and food to eat.
Oh, sure, Gracie. I'll take care of him. Come along, George.
George, huh? Hey, Gracie, did you hear what the comedian said? He thinks you want me to go instead of the dog. Straighten him out.
Bill, see that George gets his Maxwell House coffee every morning.
Huh?
I will, Gracie. That's a perfect way to start each day. Rich, delicious, mellow Maxwell House coffee. How many cups do you drink, George?
Three. I mean, there's a mistake.
No, you can have as many as you want. After all, Maxwell House is bought and enjoyed by more people than any other brand of coffee in the world. And no wonder careful selection and blending of premium Latin American coffees plus radiant roasting add up to that famous good-to-the-last-drop flavor you get in no other coffee.
Gracie, you want me to go to Bill's and the dog to stay here?
Well, just till the burglar scare is over, George. Take care of him, Bill. See that he takes his exercise every morning. Have you got a window he can open?
Yes.
Oh, that's his exercise.
Gracie.
And Bill, be sure to test his bath water before he gets in the tub.
To see if it's too hot?
No, too deep.
Gracie.
Remember, Bill, I'm sending you my most precious possession.
Oh, that won't be necessary, Gracie. I got plenty of Maxwell House coffee.
Look, you Silex jockey, for 2 cents.
No home should be without Maxwell House coffee, Gracie. And no home has to be without it. Maxwell House is the very best in coffee drinking enjoyment, yet it costs but a fraction of a penny more per cup than the cheapest coffee you can buy. That's why so many millions agree today's coffee buy is Maxwell House, the coffee that's always good to the last drop. Now, come along, George.
Now, wait a minute.
Goodbye, George. Be good to him, Bill. Help him get dressed in the morning.
I can dress myself.
I know, but it looks so much neater if it's laced in the back.
Yeah, if his corset isn't laced up, the stays might stick 'em.
Might what?
Stick 'em.
Oh, George Burns, for the last time, get your leg out of that dog's mouth.
Well, that does it. First thing in the morning, this snapping turtle goes back to the pet shop. Now I'm going in and take an aspirin.
Well, looks like you're going to lose your dog, Gracie.
Oh, it'll break my heart. Bill, I've got an idea. Tonight, you'll rob our house.
Huh?
I mean, you'll pretend to be a burglar. The dog will chase you away, be a big hero, and George will let me keep him.
Well, I'd like to do it, Gracie, but at 8:15, I've got a date with the girl I'm engaged to marry.
Call her and postpone it.
I can't. I don't know her name.
All right. Rob the house at 8 o'clock. I'll get George to bed by then.
Yeah. Okay, Gracie. I'll see you at 8.
Oh, ho, ho, hum. My, I'm getting tired. Let's go to bed, dear.
Go to bed?
Mm-hmm.
It's only 8 o'clock. It's too early.
But going to bed early puts roses in your cheeks.
I've already got roses in my cheeks.
But I don't like yellow roses.
I'm not going to bed. I'm not sleepy.
All right. I'll read to you from this magazine that the salesman left here.
The Motorman's Weekly? Put it down.
But this looks like a wonderful article. It's called Life Can Be Beautiful on a Streetcar in Scranton.
Sounds beautiful.
By John Connors, Motorman, Junior Grade. He says, I like my job very much.
John Connors says that.
Yeah. It is a good job. The first stop I make is at the corner of First and Main. There I pick up passengers. Some are men, some are women. The second stop I make is at the corner of Second and Main. There I pick up more passengers.
Some are men, some are women.
The third stop...
Is there much more of that?
Oh, pages of it. Isn't it fascinating?
Oh, it's fascinating, yes.
The third stop I make is at the corner of Third and Main. There I pick up more passengers. Some are men, some are women. I don't pick up many children. They like to walk. The fourth
I think I'll go to bed.
Oh, that's a good idea, George. You run along and I'll lock up.
Yes. Good night.
Good night, dear. Thought I'd never get rid of him. Poor Bill must be waiting outside. Are you there, Bill?
Yeah. Let's hurry. My babe is waiting.
All right. The dog is in the den.
Yeah.
When you go in, he'll bark and I'll call George. Then you jump out the window and let him see you running away.
Yeah, okay. Come on.
Oh, darn it. The dog's asleep. Wake up, doggy. Wake up. Oh, please, please wake up, doggy. We've got a burglar.
I don't think anything will wake him, Gracie.
Oh, why not?
I just noticed I've been standing on his tail.
Oh, Bill, you make a noise like a dog. Lay your ears back and howl.
Me?
Well, sure, I've seen you do it many times at Hollywood and Vine.
Okay.
Oh! Oh, George, come quick!
What's wrong, Greg?
Oh, a burglar got in the den, but the dog scared him away. See, there he goes out the window.
By golly, you're right.
Now aren't you proud of our watchdog? He's a hero.
Yeah, I owe him an apology. Doggy, I was wrong about you.
You...
Hey, he's asleep.
Well, he's exhausted. He leaped at the burglar and chased him around the room and bit him.
Wait a minute. You're making this up. This silly pooch is dead to the world.
Oh, honestly, George, he almost tore the burglar apart. I didn't even have to say sick him.
Won't let go of my leg. What a watchdog. There he is. Sound asleep again. Look at him. Sprawled out on the floor like a rug. Isn't that awful?
Oh, it certainly is. Pick him up, George, and put him in our bed.
Good night, everybody.
Join us again next week when we'll all be back. George Burns, Gracie Allen, Meredith Wilson and his orchestra, and yours truly, Bill Goodwin. The George Burns and Gracie Allen Show is written by Paul Henning and Keith Fowler. Until next Thursday, then, good night and good luck from the makers of Maxwell House, America's number one preferred brand of coffee. Always good to the last drop. Now stay tuned in for Noah Webster Says, which follows immediately over most of these stations.
Breakfast speed, your crying need? There's always time for instant Maxwell House coffee. It's instant, it's new, it's good to the last drop, too. Yes, trust Maxwell House to make a better instant coffee. Roaster fresh true coffee flavor, true coffee aroma, because it's all coffee made from America's favorite, the famous Maxwell House blend. And thrifty.
A jar of Instant Maxwell House makes fully as much as a pound of regular coffee. Make yours Instant Maxwell House. Good to the last drop.
Thank you for listening to the Old Time Radio Hour. Join us again next week when we bring you more Burns and Allen, this time with Jack Benny and Marlena Dietrich. It would be a pleasure having you join us for more laughs. Until then, I'm your host, Justine Ward, saying so long for now.